This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It should be clear now that teaching American school kids that they are citizens of the world and we are now part of a global economy is a deceitful message. What the globalists want to do is to con us into a plan to add the poor countries around the world to our list of welfare handout recipients. The United Nations globalists gathered in Warsaw, Poland this fall for another conference to devise language to talk the United States into opening our treasury to the world. This gang of globalists used to spread scare talk about global warming, but when the globe stopped warming 16 years ago, they changed the language to calling it climate change. At their shindig last year in Doha, Qatar, Executive Secretary Christiana Figueres told the world that the real purpose of the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change is to bring about a complete transformation of the economic structure of the world. The most recent big climate news was Typhoon Hainan that struck the Philippines, but assessing liability is considered nearly impossible. Even the global warming advocates admit that it can take years for scientists to determine whether global warming contributed to that event or to increase its severity. This bunch is still licking its wounds about the refusal of the United States to ratify the Kyoto Protocol. They're now at work to replace the Kyoto Protocol with a new legally binding treaty. It is set for completion and signing in the year 2015 in Paris, France, and to go in effect in 2020. Of course, the United States is paying for all the ongoing UN shenanigans. We pay hundreds of millions of dollars a year in so-called dues, while at least two dozen of the 103 UN members pay only $1,000 in dues or less. Yet they enjoy the same voting privileges that we do.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host,
Tuscan. Hour number two of the Bob Tuscan Show. So glad you could join us. And we got Steve Sarge riding shotgun with us. And your calls at 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Let's go to the phone lines and talk with Mark. Hi, Mark.
Hey, Bob. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Mark.
Long distance. All the way across the country here and right kind of in the middle.
Long distance dedication.
We're coast to coast.
Keep your feet on the ground.
Yes, Mark is a dedicated listener. And we have people all over. And Mark's from Oregon. We even have people from Canada call us.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Mark. What's going on, man?
It's like your show to me, to use one analogy or simile, would be like a very large field that you only have so much time and so much equipment to actually cultivate that, plant that field. It's already cultivated. You basically, there's a growing ever more alternative media, so to speak, which is now the main media because audiences have grown that much toward the alternative media, and it's increasing all the time. So I think, you know, a show such as yours, which is still going through development because you have an open mind to getting the various facets of the truth out there, and that covers just so much. And the discussion of alternative, concerns a representative within the alternative information, and you also have threats that come under concerns, and people very much want to hear about what the dangers are, but that's not all they want to hear about. They want to learn about other things because that would create overload in anybody these days, I think. They're just continually hearing and hearing again and hearing again what's wrong in the chronicling of the works of the evildoers upon humanity. But I have three guests here, and you know that Dr. Bill Deagle would be number one on my guest list because I just think he offers overall the most valuable information from the experience of his life. And I had opportunity to speak with him just the other day, and I mentioned the fact that I used the word lobbying when I was speaking with him, lobbying the Bob Tuscan Show to have him on. So I haven't had to lobby too hard, if at all. You know, I know you guys have to do things in your own time.
Hey, well, we're trying to get more organized. That's exactly what we're trying to do. And Bob and I were talking about that just during the break. We're saying, you know, that we've had a difficulty trying to coordinate a calendar, you know, because we never really know exactly what's going to happen. But we are going to work on stuff like that. Try to
It'd be nice if someone would volunteer to be a producer for you that, you know, is good in public relations to the various prospective guests that you'd like to have on. To do that work for you.
That would be nice. Email me, thebobtuskinshow@gmail.com.
Who are the other guests that you had in mind, Mark?
Yeah, by the way, Dr. Deagle, guys, is actually getting ready. It may be a published paper, you know, book, but it's definitely going to be, excuse me, an e-book all about the solutions to, you know, current time, present time, the state of Fukushima. And he's had these solutions for a long, long time, and I won't go into details, but he knows what he's talking about because, again, of his life's experience, he's worked in the nuclear industry in a capacity where he had the opportunity to learn about nuclear energy and the remediation of toxic effects and such in all venues over his years of experience. So he'll be the only one. I think John from Barbados would be very interested to hear what Dr. Deagle's solutions are.
Yeah, that'd be a great show, really.
Yeah. And number two, and I've just, you know, picked three out of the very beginning of my latest notebook. You know, I haven't gone back through my other notebooks yet, but I for one, at least, can keep you guys busy with, you know, just considering what I would suggest in the future. But Marshall Masters, who's done tremendous work on the past, present, and near future information about Planet X, as it's called. It's not really a planet. It's a red dwarf star. Of course, Dr. Bill also has a good, better knowledge about this. But Marshall Masters has been at it for a long, long time with Planet X. And he can just really fill people in and show the reality of it and the proximity of it, which is getting closer all the time. And that's Marshall Masters at YOWUSA.com, YOWUSA.com. He spells his first name with two L's on the end, Marshall, one more L than the law enforcement officers, and then Masters. And the third guest is...
That was the third guest, by the way.
You're the third guest, Bob?
That was the third guest.
Oh, no, that was the second guest.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I do think you should be a guest too, Bob, so we could really get to learn about it.
All right. Yes. one of these days I'll guest on my own show, yep.
Okay. And then the third guest suggestion would be Tom Horn. And he has an E on the end of Horn, H-O-R-N-E. He's been around a long time. And his website is Beast, with a dash, I believe, technology.com. So it's just beasttechnology.com. And he co-authored a few books with Chris Putnam, and as I remember, one of them is particularly about the Mark of the Beast technology, past, present, and future, where it was, where it is, where it's going. The name of their book is also called beasttechnology.com. All three of these gentlemen are excellent speakers, have a tremendous knowledge base that's very detailed in their particular areas of expertise. And I think that they would not disappoint the audience in that they would not be up to par with the quality of broadcasting that you good gentlemen do. And really do appreciate you. And
thanks. I've listened to Tom Horn. I like some of his stuff. I've actually had copies of his books, Stargates and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, this is, like I say, Steve and Bob, this is about some of the things between these three gentlemen that concern us most as far as our survival on this planet, at least in the best possible condition that we can be in, is the evildoers they perpetrate their evil upon us to destroy us all, not just spiritually, but also physically. They're working on the spiritual right now, but the physical's coming up within our lifetimes pretty imminent here. So I think it's very important to have, you know, high-caliber guests on that have really good knowledge and unusual knowledge overall compared with other researchers who are actually researched themselves as opposed to just researching other folks and reporting what they find that they feel to be bona fide factual material. And that's why I picked them out, and I wanted to do my best for you here tonight. And I'll continue on with, you know, looking for people for you. And I hope everybody does for you.
Yes, sir. Keep them coming. Thank you,
Mark. God bless y'all. Thank y'all so much.
Yeah, you take care, man. We'll be back with more calls on the other side of this break.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The 3-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information, or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Hello, Fred in Iowa. How are you?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I can, Fred.
Yeah. Hello, Bob and Steve and John and Denny. I'm going to be late tonight because it's Friday and everything. I don't think you guys are so disorganized. But with me, I'm kind of a critical caller, and I'm probably the oldest in age of anybody that calls in.
Yeah, actually, how old are you, Fred, by the way? What are you, like 80, 90?
I'd soon be, yeah, 77 going on 35.
77?
All right. Yeah, I like that attitude.
You sound like you're 90, by the way.
I'm not going to give you the compliment I was going to do tonight. Yeah, I will. Now, the guests that call in, hell, I may be happy as a pig and whatever listening to them. If I think they're full of it or they're out and out wrong or even agenda, I'm going to call in because I'm a critical caller. But I'll jump to you, Bob, and we've had our disagreements. Well, one thing I admire about you, you have the courage. First of all, you ask good questions, damn good questions. And another thing, you don't mute the caller's mic out, and you take a lot of abuse, and that takes courage. And you afforded me a long time one time, and I was harder than hell on you. And I meant what I said and everything, but before this poor old guy gets off track, a caller will either make his or her point or make an ass out of themselves, you know. And I know some callers get long-winded and it's a waste of time. But, Bobby, that's term of endearment. I admire how you go about it. Boys, I'm going to go outside where it's cool, and have a good evening. Bye.
Thank you, Fred. Stay with
thanks.
It, man.
Thanks, Fred. Yeah.
Another 77 years for you, right?
Man. Hey, you know, a guy wrote a book called A Dud at 70, A Stud at 80, and he talked about how he, you know, he started exercising when he was 70 years old. He just turned his whole life around.
I knew a guy like that, and he lived till he was 95 years old. His name was John Tobby, and he was on the Jimmy Kimmel Show. I knew him personally. Oh. He was on the Jimmy Kimmel Show at 88, maybe not close to 90, and he was doing pull-ups, sit-ups, and chin-ups on the Jimmy Kimmel Show.
Oh, like Jack LaLanne, yeah. So there you go.
It was amazing.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. It's never too late to get things in order. Let's talk to Ed in Kentucky now. Hi, Ed.
Hi, guys. Two of my favorite talk show hosts. Hey, Steve, I got an idea for a talk show guest.
Okay.
His name's Bob Tuscan.
Yeah, he's good. He pops in once in a while. He's hard to book, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. It's hard to get him to book, you know, but I think he'd make a good. Think he'd make a good guest.
Well, he doesn't stay long either, you know, when you get him on.
Yeah, that guy named Steve that he hangs with, yeah, he'd make good, too. Hey, how would you guys like, you said this is Don't Bore Bob time, Friday?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. How would you like to talk to a living, still going through the abuse of the VA?
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Hi, my name's Ed Brevig, disabled veteran, going through a tooth infection for 5 years that cost half my life, y'all.
Wow. Gosh.
And the project, the special thing that they put us through is called Leave No Vet Behind. It's supposed to be with, like, outside dentists that volunteer their time to take care of veterans' dental problems. Well, after 6 months, I called the so-called dentist that was supposed to take care of me. I said, look, it's been 6 months. What's going on? Well, you got to take a bus. I said, what does that have anything to do with it? I'm like, I said, lady, you're starting to sound like the VA in a politics. What's up? Well, you're getting $3,000 to work for free, and that is what flipped me off. The worst. I said, lady, you just did what to me? I said, lady, you never throw the price of anything in the face of a veteran. Never. I said, that's disrespect. I said, did we tell you the price that we were going to pay at 17, 18, 19 years old when we were joining the militaries? Who knew the price? Who knew the cost and was willing to pay it freely? I hung up, put the paperwork up, changed my number, and never called back.
That's pretty sad. It really is. I talked to my brother-in-law today. He's a Vietnam vet. And, you know, it took him a year and a half to get hearing aids. You know, he finally got them. They're pretty high-tech. They're nice. But a year and a half to get hearing aids.
Oh, yeah, digital. I got mine. I got two of them that's digital. You could actually, in closed quarters, you could actually hear through a door.
Right. They're amazing. They're amazing. But it took him all this time to get them. I mean, he had to make like four trips around 80 miles, round trip at least, to get them.
Yeah, and you get pennies on the dollar for your reimbursement.
He's still working. And, you know, it took time out of his work and everything like that, too. So, you know, mileage on his truck.
Well, I mean, they're great how they do it. I mean, they're custom fitted. They put this little, they heat up little foam, shoot it in your ear, let it dry. And it hardens, and when it pulls it out, it's the shape of your ear. And it's really cool because once you put them in, I mean, you got this little stem that sticks out by the bottom of your ear with a little knob on. You can hardly see it. You pull it out, and you put it back in, and they're flush. You can't see them, and they're digital. They're fully digital. They're really nice. But if you go out where it's like, if you got a lot of traffic right where your sidewalk is right at the road. Don't put them in yet because I did that and I ran in a bus. My door, where I used to live, was the front door just happened to be right at a bus stop. And that bus just happened to hit the gas and that diesel hit that engine sound hit my ear and it took me to the ground. And I'm sitting there trying to pull the tank off tank out. And the cop's sitting there going, what's, and I showed him my hearing aid. And I looked at the bus. I pointed at the bus. He goes, oh, God, he helped me up. And I'm staggering. And I'm trying to shake it loose. And he took me back inside, sat me down. And he pulled up his sleeve. It was wintertime, so I had long sleeves on. He pulled up his sleeve. He showed me his tattoo with, you know, he was a Marine. He says, he stayed there for about 45 minutes with me until I got my hearing back. And he said, you all right, man? I'm like, I'll never do that again.
Yeah.
And the whole, they're phenomenal instruments, but, you know, like I said, you got to be careful where you use them at. But, yeah.
I was, for a small period of time, in the hearing aid business, and I learned very quickly that hearing aids cost pennies to make, and they charge the elderly mostly thousands of dollars for hearing aids. What a freaking racket that was.
Oh, for real. And you know, you ever hear those, was it Beltone, I think it is?
Mm-hmm.
That advertises on TV?
Yeah, they're scams, man. They're scams.
I'm like, I wonder how good those really are. I mean, to advertise something like that, that, you know, you're dealing with something that is a major part of your life. Hearing. And it's, I mean, people are willing to pay $20 to turn around for their hearing. I mean, I could see where some, what's that one major company, the major hearing company, at least they give you a free auto test to determine your hearing, flexibility and loss and stuff. I'm like, at least they're willing to give up a couple hundred dollars of service. To help you.
Yeah, because then they sell you hearing aids that cost nothing and cost you thousands. We'll be right back.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
The current declaration of martial law and coup in Thailand, while significantly impacting tourism, has been met by expats and in-country tourists with a what-coup attitude. While internal political changes must be made before the upcoming elections, the curfew is now largely ignored in tourist areas. Translation? Great hotels and cheap flights at unheard-of savings. Veterans, VA lost your paperwork again? Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com for life-saving treatments and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices. And a really cool vacation afterwards. Hit us up at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Hey, the Bob Tuscan Show continues here on a Friday night. Steve Starr's along with you, and Bob is temporarily away. He may be joining us again. Of course, he's, the young, I wouldn't call him urban, maybe urban rural farmer type father. You know, I don't know. He's got a lot of things on his mind, a lot of things going on. So I always sit in for him, and it's good to be with all of you on Friday night. Hey, there was an interesting story before I get back some more calls here. We've got some people waiting, but... Pope Francis has come out against the legalization of drugs that so many countries are looking to do in places like that or considering. And I live in Colorado, and of course, all of you know about Colorado. Recreational marijuana use has been legalized, and medical marijuana has been out on the shelves for a little while now, too. And there are stories, of course, that are running about this, and we'll get to one of those in just a minute with the Pope. You can hear what he has to say. But there was an earlier story that ran on CBS, you know, S-E-E-B-S, CBS News. I used to work with CBS for years ago, but the point is simply this, that, you know, they, they're mainstream news media, of course, and you get their slant all the time on things. But it's odd how even the mainstream news media is starting to crack open, because obviously they're losing credibility fast, especially with the whole thing with the Obama and the wars and the IRS and Lois Lerner. And, you know, I mean, the whole list of shenanigans are going on as we see record lows of congressional approval now. I think you're down to like 7%. This is a record low of congressional approval, friends, right now. People are not happy at all with Congress, and they have every good reason. So 93% of us do not like Congress. Can you imagine that? 93% of the American public are not happy at all with Congress. But this is starting to affect things, of course. Now, a story about marijuana, of course. Colorado has banked nearly $18 million in taxes from legalized recreational and medical marijuana in 2014 already, over $18 million. But then they say there are some problems that go along with that. One, of course, is edible marijuana, being, you know, little toddlers get a hold of it and overdose on that. And, of course, yeah, that's a problem. But you remember, toddlers get a hold of all kinds of things. You know, it's not just marijuana that causes problems for them. And then there's been a rise in what they would call marijuana DWAI, DUAI, underneath the influence of intoxicating drugs or whatever. A few more of these kinds of arrests, and most of these are stipulated based on a very faulty test, friends. But the whole thing is kind of a scam. But yet at the same time, there's been a lot of recreational drug use, or not drug use, I am not going to put marijuana in the drug category. But there's been a lot of recreational use of marijuana, and even marijuana tourism coming to Colorado, of course. And that's raised a lot of money, which is supposed to go to the schools. We're yet to see this. At the same time, and I have a clip queued up here from CBS, Pope Francis has come out against the legalizing of drugs all across the countries and the countries of the world. In other words, it's not just, you know, his little area and his little group, his little flock. It's the whole world that he has to speak for here, and he says it's a bad idea. So, Mr. Producer, if we can, let's see if we can run that clip from CBS I saw tonight. I don't hear it yet. Let's see if it's coming up. The Pope on legal... Oh, it's frozen up. Okay, hang on. We'll try to see if we can get it in a minute here. We'll try to get it up and running. But I thought you should hear this, just because, you know, again... we're talking about the drug war. This drug war thrives on illegalities, friends. If there's no laws against this stuff, what happens to all that money that's being laundered and run through the system by various nefarious people? So, I mean, there's a lot more to this whole thing than just drugs. Of course, we have all kinds of people in our prison system in the United States today, more than any other country proportionally, I think, because of this. And then we have a drug war, literally a war that's as big probably as anything that's happening, you know, in the Middle East and in some locales, that is, right on our borders over this whole situation. It's just tearing Latin America up. I mean, it's extremely dangerous down there on the borders and in various locales. So, you know, how is that helping us? How is that, you know, how is that creating a better world? And if I'm not talking about legalizing every drug out there. I think some things should be illegal. You know, I think there's some very dangerous drugs people are using. You know, but they always put marijuana in that category for some strange reason. It always ends up as being one of those dangerous, dangerous drugs. And let's see. I don't know. Many, are we going to be able to try to play that, or is it still going to lock up on us? If not, we'll get on to something else. Let's see if we can try that clip. I could actually just probably... I can just read the story. Yeah. Anyhow, Pope Francis condemned the legalization of recreational drugs as a flawed and failed experiment as he lent his voice Friday to a debate that is raging from the United States to Uruguay. Francis told delegates attending a Rome Drug Enforcement Conference, that even limited steps to legalize recreational drugs are not only highly questionable from a legislative standpoint, but they fail to produce the desired effects. What do you mean, desired effects? You mean less people in prison? Is that what we're talking about? Over marijuana? Or how about $18 million in taxes for the schools in Colorado? I don't know. Are those the undesirable effects, I guess? Here's what he says. Let me state this in the clearest terms possible, he said. The problem of drug use is not solved with drugs. Drug addiction is evil. And with evil, there can be no yielding or compromise. To think that harm can be reduced by permitting drug addicts to use narcotics in no way resolves the problem, he added. Well, okay, but we're not necessarily talking about narcotics in all these cases. And even people who have problems and addictions with narcotics could possibly benefit from being able to, you know, go in and report their problem and deal with it and get help rather than face charges and imprisonment. But anyway, Francis has years of personal experience ministering to addicts in the drug-laden slums of the Argentine capital. Remember Argentina, what a wonderful country it was, a first-world nation for a while, and then became what it did, what happened to the people in Argentina? Well, he was there, and he was ministering to the addicts in the drug-laden slums of Argentina. The Argentine capital, he frequently has rallied against drug abuse and the drug traffickers who fuel the market. The drug traffickers, like, you're going to stop the people with more laws. Come on, we're losing the drug war, friends. Let's get real about it. It's not happening. We've got to find another approach to this whole thing. And marijuana is definitely not a narcotic. Okay, but in his comments Friday, he marked his strongest and clearest yet as Pope directed at the movement to legalize recreational marijuana. But his comments Friday marked his strongest and clearest yet as Pope. He directed these comments at the movement to legalize recreational marijuana, which has been gaining ground in recent years, particularly in the United States and South America. Recreational use of marijuana has been legalized in the U.S. states of Colorado and Washington, and Oregon may vote on the same issue this year. I saw New York is looking at it as well. In France's own homeland of Argentina, personal possession of controlled substances has been decriminalized. Really, in his own country. Next door in Brazil, authorities don't punish personal drug use, although trafficking and transporting controlled substances is a crime. And in December, neighboring Uruguay became the first nation to approve marijuana legalization and regulation altogether. Oddly enough, Argentina's drug czar, who believes Argentina deserves a debate about whether to follow Uruguay's lead, is a Roman Catholic priest. Interesting. So, I mean, you can kind of keep that in your pipe and smoke it if you like, but, you know, no, I guess a bad pun intended, sorry. But, you know, again, there's a lot of uses for hemp that have nothing to do with getting high, friends. And we can't even grow it in the United States. Even in places like Colorado, they won't let you grow hemp. That, I mean, if you smoke this stuff, you get a headache. You wouldn't want to smoke some of this hemp. But it sure is a great product for a lot of other things. Anyway, let's see. I think we do have time. Let's try a little bit of that clip, Manny. Let's just go ahead and play it so you can hear what he had to say for himself.
How he signs his name. Popes have a special way. The name followed by PP, short for Papa, and the appropriate Roman numeral. So imagine the surprise around the Vatican print shop when the new Pope started signing things Francis. Just Francis. Humility has made the former Jorge Bergoglio a star far beyond the Catholic Church. But don't mistake humility for weakness. Just plain Francis is also being signed on orders to transform institutions fossilized by tradition and stained by corruption. For Palm Sunday, we thought you'd like to hear from some of the people who know Francis best, but don't ask them what he's going to do next. Because God only knows.
The story will continue in a moment.
On 60 Minutes. Well, there you go, friends. PP. But no longer. It's just Francis, your friend Francis.
In St. Peter's.
Well, anyhow, the Bob Tuscan Show will continue. And there's no Pope about it, okay? Anyhow, we'll be back with you. Stay with us, friends, and we'll get to your calls.
Love America. Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. And fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy,
fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Doctors don't want you to know about iodine because it allows the body to heal itself quickly and permanently. Iodine Now is a complete powder formulation that will load iodine into the body with vitamin C for the best possible absorption. Iodine Now, available by the case and for protection from radiation, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including all heavy metals. We believe that this is the main element that humans need more than any other at this time. This formulation is infused with our bioactive aerobic rare earth nutrient powder that has a powerful negative charge that attracts positive toxins. Why not buy one product that does the job of 20 and saves you space, time, and money? Has a storage life of 100 years. All for about $18 a month. Call 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Call 888-910-4367. 910-4367. Bringing back the universal medicine for mankind. Iodine Now. Only at MUSA.org.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Bob Tuscan Show continues Friday night, everybody, and hey, we're kicking back, you know, and this is Jorge Bergoglio with you. No, it's Steve Starrs pretending to be Francis, who is actually Jorge Bergoglio. If he's going to sign his name, why didn't he just sign it Jorge, you know? I mean, you want to be humble, you know, why do you have to have, like, a special name to be PP, you know? Anyhow, one of my favorite people who makes me laugh is Rita, and I think I have her on the phone from Illinois. Rita, are you there?
Oh, I'm glad I make you laugh.
You
okay,
do.
Yeah, no, I got a couple Pope observations, as long as you were speaking of the Pope, I wasn't going to call in today.
Okay.
But anyhow, did you notice that, like, Monday or Sunday or something like that, there was an article out there that the EPOP, I call him the EPOP, you know, in the occult way, the backwards Pope, you know. But the Pope is not going to ride around in his bulletproof wine and bubble mobile anymore. He's going to mothball that thing.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, and he says at his age, he doesn't have much to lose. I mean, I see a false flag coming with him. And then he comes back to life. And then the aliens hone in on his fish hat. And then he baptizes him. What do you think of
that? That fish hat will get him every time.
Yeah. And then the other, you know, in April, he told the Obama character that we needed more immigration, and I'm happening to notice, you know, and DV Kid, I don't really pay too much attention to DV Kid, but she's the only other person I've heard this week notice that, hey, all these people are coming from where the Pope was a big cheese, where they had the Nazi gold out there, and all come from South America, where, you know, mostly everybody's Catholic. And they're holding them up in Catholic churches, and churches all over the place. And, you know, this guy here, he was the, think about it, that was where the quiet war was going on. He turned in his own priest. They had a confession from a dead man, and one of the priests says, no, he didn't rat him out or anything. And, just notice that, this is my last thing, is that, okay, so you know that the Jesuits are the Pope's Marines, you know, and now that the rat zinger is out the way. I'm a former Catholic, so okay. What a religion. Anyway, so the rat zinger is out of the way. In a most amazing way, he left. And now this guy comes in, and that's the Pope's Marines. Are we under papal martial law? And then he's sending all these people over here to get some social justice for rerum novarum. But think about that. Papal martial law if the Pope's Marine is in charge, huh?
Right. I've often referred to them as the CIA, the Catholic Inquisition Agency, really. And I mean, but you look at the Obama's entire staff. Okay, you've got Hayden, Hagel, Clapper, Brennan, Biden, Kerry. I mean, almost virtually his entire war machine is trained at either Georgetown or Fordham or Xavier, like John Boehner and Nancy Pelosi. So, I mean, now you got five members of the Supreme Court, six if you count Thomas, who's a kind of a latent Catholic, and Roe v. Wade still stands. You know, I always ask that question. And, of course, you know, we ran an article on that a little bit earlier about all this trafficking and smuggling, this human smuggling that's going on. And, of course, you remember that, what was it? Well, I've had arguments about this. I've said only 25,000 SS men, and other people said, no, it's closer to 35, Steve. But there were 25 at least, 1,000. SS people who were smuggled out of Germany and away from justice by the same sort of a system. So this plan of using churches to smuggle people, you know, it's a, you know, and yet I find out that even Protestant churches, now dig this, Rita, okay. I've told
ecumenicalism.
People, yeah, that's what it is. It's the emerging church. You're aware of this, right? You know what's going on with all this stuff. Well, this happened right in my own. I mean, some people I was hanging out with, they've been traveling all the world lately. I mean, I'm kind of wondering what's going on. I mean, after all, I'm kind of struggling to pay bills, and you guys are going to Constantinople and every place. Well, I find out they go to Washington, D.C. to this immigration thing. Now, I'm very strong at helping the Hispanic community. I've done it for years. I had a very good friend that I helped for years who came here legally, worked very hard for a long time, but went back to start missions in Chihuahua and places like that. And I've seen these little temples that he built all over. I mean, probably as many as 20 churches. You know, I mean, this is the kind of guy he was. He was an outstanding man. And, I still think of him very, very highly. I've always wanted to see what we could do to try to help people break free. Cause, you know, the whole situation in Mexico and Latin America has been a feudalism run by this very same system. And these people are trying to escape from it. I understand that. But the situation is that, you know, when you see all these churches smuggling people and you're wondering what the heck is going on with all of this. And
they're paying for the planes and the buses and all that, you know, and they say D.B. Kidd dug into it. She said it was a Catholic church. She ran for Congress once. She's a columnist that is accused. But she says that the Catholic church is paying for that stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, and that's got thrown out of the Jesuit school.
I lasted
about 4 months.
Well, now you are one of my favorite callers. No, you always were, but I mean, that's great because you see, you know, I won't go into it, but I have I have connections with people in my family who have been in the Jesuit school system as well, and I love them, you know, but I'm saying, man, you don't even realize how dangerous and ugly and vile this system is. And I mean, most Catholics don't. They found out in this one poll that we read a story on, 2/3 of the Catholics don't really like this either. It's oddly enough, this goes against most of the people who are semi-conservative Catholic. They're saying, well, why are we doing this? Why did we lose the emphasis on abortion, since that was our big issue for a long time, and now the Supreme Court could turn over Roe v. Wade and not even be a conscience conscience issue of morality, just jurisdiction on the laws and constitution. It belongs to the states, not in federal court. And now that you have, you know, after all these years, we were saying, well, if we get the right people into the Supreme Court, they'll overturn Roe v. Wade. That was the big battle cry of the religious right back in the Jerry Falwell days. You remember that, right, Rita?
Yeah.
And look at, lo and behold, now you have it, and nothing happens, and they change the entire shift to helping illegals come into the country. And you're going, wait a minute, you know, I mean, these people, some of them have criminal backgrounds. A lot of these people, great people, 80% probably are pretty hardworking folks. They're looking to get ahead. You can't blame them. But on the other hand, I mean, there's a very dangerous crowd that's coming in with this group. And I mean, they adhere to the U.S. Hispanic community. And I have very close relations there as well, family. And I know what happens when they bring some of that stuff into the United States population and then start bringing folks down with them. And it's really a very bad situation. So I've gotten it off my chest, and you helped me do that, Rita. But now it's your turn. Go ahead. What
Thank
else?
You. Well, in World War I, didn't they try sending the Mexicans here and then I'm not against Mexicans, because I wouldn't be sitting where I'm sitting right now. I love my Mexican friends. But the point is, they tried to overload the border in World War I, and then they came with the Zoot Suit riots. Do you remember those? It was the 30s or 40s?
Yeah, I remember the Zoot Suits, yep,
Okay, and this is like the Europeans. I mean, and I'm not saying the European people. I love the European people, too, you know? It's just the nuts of, globalists.
The Germans, yeah, I know. Well, you know, it's a difficult situation, and we have to take care of things. But, like you said before, I mean, our issues are trying to help people where they are, and they're losing a good portion of their workforce coming up here. I mean, there's a lot of reasons why this isn't good at all, friends. And then, of course, you know, during the Rodney King riots, I mean, what was it, about 75% of the people that were arrested were illegals, you know? I mean, so you're looking at a very rambunctious group, and it only takes a spark, a Trevor Martin, you know what I mean, a Rodney King issue, and then all of a sudden, man, things could come apart very quickly here. And so, you know, when I find people even in these Protestant, so-called Protestant, evangelical churches involved with all this, you said, do you have any idea what you're really doing? I mean, how are you helping this situation? If you really want to get honest, look at this feudalistic system that Mexicans have fought for years. You know, like we talked about, Cinco de Mayo. I didn't know much about Cinco de Mayo. It's an incredible holiday. It's when, Benito Juarez tried to throw the banks out of Mexico and actually succeeded for a few years, but then they got rid of him and Santa Ana came back in, and they back in this church-state organization of feudalistic people who have driven the Mexican people into this dire situation, and now they want to bring it here too. That's what's really going on.
Catholic, and there'll be more Catholics in the country then too, you know. And yeah. Okay, one quick thing. There is, I can't think of this Catholic investigator, but what happened to the Catholic Church, and most of the people, as you said, they don't like the things that are going on in the church, but there's a video out there on YouTube, and I know it's on the side of it. If you look up Saul Alinsky for Dummies, this guy gives a good speech on Saul Alinsky. On the right side, I can't think of the name of it right now, but the thing is, what you said about the hemp, we are insane. We're not using the hemp, because you see those birds on Midway Islands are full of plastic.
That's right. It's not better. So, coming up on the break, stay tuned.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
With